benevolent and amiable air spread across his entire face. This was of special benefit to him when he conversed with strangers, for it encouraged them to speak. His laughter, on the other hand, often burst out immoderately, distorting the intelligent and strongly marked features. The huge head would swell, the face would become broader still, and the whole effect was not seldom that of a grinning caricature. Fortunately, it always passed quickly. The chin had a longish cleft in the middle and on both sides, which gave it the shape of a mussel shell and a special peculiarity of its own. Another marvelous description of Beethoven, of both appearance and personal attitude, comes to us from one Frau von Bernhard, who had come to Vienna to study piano in the late 1790s. And now I quote Frau von Bernhard. When he, Beethoven, came to us, he used to stick his head in the door to make sure there was no one in the room that he disliked. He was small and plain-looking, with an ugly, red, pockmarked face. His hair was quite dark and hung shaggily around his face. His clothes were very commonplace. Moreover, he spoke in a strong dialect and in a rather common manner. Oh, please remember that Frau von Bernhard is in Vienna and is acting like a Viennese. That means a snob. Beethoven is from the other side of the Rhine, that strange and barbaric Germania. For the Viennese,